The following podcast from Dominican University of California is made possible through a collaborative effort of the Department of Public Health and Health Sciences, the Communications and Media Studies Department, and Penguin Radio.
Hello, my name is Noel Hernandez. I am a senior health science major, psychology minor, and my podcast is about how insufficient sleep can affect college students negatively. Do you ever feel like you don't get enough sleep? Is it difficult to sleep once you're in bed? Do you prioritize other things over sleep? Being in college, saying yes to these questions become too easy, and you can't blame yourself. In 2008, HealthyPeople2020.com stated that 30% of adults do not get sufficient sleep, which is 8 hours for people of ages 18 to 21 in a 24-hour period. For college students, lack of sleep can be quite detrimental, yet can be easily mistaken just as feeling tired. There are several reasons why college students chose to sleep less, such as studying, working, exercising, socializing, and so much more. When you don't get enough sleep, it can affect your well-being, including your physical health and mental health. Throughout this podcast, I will explain how college students who fail to get enough sleep can negatively affect their well-being, resulting in poor time management, lower test scores, and weight gain. I will also discuss the importance of sleep quality. According to a study conducted by Catherine M. Orzek and colleagues, increased sleep quality was correlated to an increase in GPA, whereas students who pull all-nighters and cram result in lower GPA scores. Interviews from the same study revealed that students who received poor sleep experienced common effects in academic settings, such as reduced ability to focus, poor concentration, and memory problems. Although this may seem like common sense, there are times when students are forced to cram several hours in one day in order to keep up with other responsibilities. The best way to combat this bad habit is to improve your time management for each day. According to a study in 2009 in Hong Kong conducted by YY Sui and partners, poor sleep quality and sleep deprivation are prevalent in university business students. In addition, a high correlation of delayed sleep phase syndrome was found in US students. 60% of Spanish students were classified as bad sleepers, and 60% of Korean and Taiwanese students were reported with insufficient sleep and sleep disturbances. Sleep problems and sleep deprivation are indeed a global issue among university students. Sui and colleagues advise that students should develop strategies for better and more efficient time management, as it may be one solution for students to adapt to their busy university life. Moreover, regular exercises may be important for not only better sleep, but also general well-being. By improving your time management, your sleep health will start to get better, leading to improving your well-being, thus performing better in school. Then the next common thing college students neglect is their physical health. Many people have heard of Freshman 15, but what does it really consist of? People notice that freshman university students gain weight, typically about 15 pounds or so, due to living on campus and eating whatever they want without supervision. However, eating is not the only factor contributing to the freshman 15. According to a study conducted in 2013 by Elizabeth Cullnan and partners, short sleep duration may be linked to weight gain among adolescents. This is explained through how short sleep duration is associated with decreases in the anorexigenic hormone leptin and increases of the appetite-stimulating hormone ghrelin. In other words, sleeping less causes the body to want to eat more. Similar to improving time management, by getting enough sleep regularly, your body will regulate these hormones normally, keeping your appetite consistent and preventing you from gaining extra weight. It's important to note that men and women differ in sleep quality and duration. In a study conducted by Catherine M. Orzek and her colleagues, data showed that female sleep quality worsened only slightly across the year, whereas males showed better sleep quality in the fall and greatly decreased quality during the spring. Now that we covered time management and weight gain, we can discuss sleep quality. When you go to bed, is it easy to fall asleep? When you do sleep, how would you rate the quality of your sleep? In the same study by Catherine M. Orzek and her colleagues, they asked college students to rate their quality of sleep in the last month. 60% of students rated their sleep quality as fairly good, and 10% rated very good. Around 25% of students rated their quality of sleep fairly bad, and 5% rated very bad. Though more than half of the students have positive ratings, 88% of survey respondents found it problematic to keep up enthusiasm to get things done in the past month. In addition, many students reported having trouble staying awake while driving, eating meals, or engaging in social activities. Many students who were interviewed commented that when they got adequate sleep, it was easier to be cheerful, peppy, outgoing, and mentally stable. To improve your quality of sleep, here are 12 simple tips from Harvard Sleep and Health Education Program. Number 1. Avoid caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, and other chemicals that interfere with sleep. Coffee is an obvious stimulant, but this includes tea, chocolate, soda, and some pain relievers. Also, alcohol may be a depressant and bring on sleep. However, after a few hours, it acts as a stimulant that increases the number of awakenings during the night. Number 2. Turn your bedroom into a sleep-inducing environment. A quiet, dark, and cool environment can help you reach sound slumber. Also, it's best to keep your bedroom free from computers, TVs, and work materials. Number 3. Establish a soothing pre-sleep routine. This means getting ready for bed with soothing transitions, such as taking a bath or doing relaxation exercises before getting in bed. Number 4 is to go to sleep when you are truly tired. Struggling to fall asleep just leads to frustration. If you're not asleep after 20 minutes, get out of bed, go to another room, and do something relaxing like reading or listening to music until you're tired enough to sleep. Number 5. Don't be a nighttime clock watcher. If you're staring at your clock at night, this can actually increase stress, making it harder to fall asleep. If this happens, get up and read a book or do some yoga. Number 6. Use light to your advantage. Natural light keeps your internal clock on a healthy sleep-wake cycle, so let in the light first thing in the morning. Number 7. Keep your internal clock set with a consistent sleep schedule. Going to bed and waking up on time at the same time each day sets the body's internal clock. Try to stick to this routine closely, including on weekends, to avoid a Monday morning sleep hangover. Number 8. Nap early or not at all. If you take naps regularly and you find yourself having trouble staying asleep throughout the night, napping may be preventing you from your full night's sleep. If you must nap, it's best to keep it short and before 5 p.m. Number 9. Lighten up on evening meals. Finish dinner several hours before bedtime and avoid foods that cause indigestion. If you get hungry, snack on foods in your experience that won't disturb your sleep. Number 10. Drink enough water to keep you hydrated, but not too much that you are awakened to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Number 11. Exercise early. Exercise stimulates the body to secrete the stress hormone cortisol, which helps activate the alerting system in the brain. Try to exercise regularly and at least 3 hours before bed or earlier. And lastly, number 12, follow through. Some of these tips will be easy to apply, some will be difficult. Sticking to these tips will most likely improve your sleep and sleep quality. That said, not all sleep problems are easily treated and could signify the presence of a sleep disorder, so consult your physician if necessary. In conclusion, sufficient sleep is important for succeeding in both academics and improving your well-being. There are proven methods to creating an environment for optimum sleep, and once a college student commits to better sleep, they are likely to improve better time management, improve their grades, lose unnecessary weight, and overall have better sleep quality.
This has been a production of radio.dominican.edu.